This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Dangerous cold has settled in with frostbite possible in just 10 minutes. An extreme cold warning lasts through this afternoon, and officials are urging people to bundle up and to limit time outside. Racine County offices are closed today due to the extreme cold. Schools in Racine and Kenosha were already off, but now all extracurricular activities are canceled too. Fire officials are warning people to not use ovens or grills for heat and to keep space heaters at least 3 feet from anything flammable. There's also a reminder out to check on elderly neighbors and those living alone. Warming centers continue to be open across Racine and Kenosha counties at libraries, community centers, and other public buildings. People can check 211 or check online to find a nearby warming center. One person is dead and two are in the hospital after a three-car crash in the town of Brighton. It happened at around 4 yesterday afternoon on County Highway BD near Highway 11. A Bell ambulance rolled onto its side in a three-car crash in Racine yesterday. That was near Douglas Avenue and High Street. There, one person was taken to the hospital as a precaution, but no serious injuries were reported. And Racine County Representatives Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Minority Leader Greta Neubauer say they've reached a bipartisan deal to save Wisconsin Eye. Their plan would use $10 million in state funds to create a trust so the nonprofit can operate on the interest and resume coverage of state sessions. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks take on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's lost four of their last five games, including Wednesday at home against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bobby Portis on what he saw on the tape of that game.
I think just overall, you always want to just take care of the ball, especially against teams like that, scrappy teams that kind of feed off transition baskets and things. So kind of sad we didn't take care of the ball, get out to a good start early, and they kind of just, you know, poured on to the rest of the game. Wish we would have, you know, took care of the ball better.
College hoops. Another win for Wisconsin. The Badgers beat Penn State 98-71 last night in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin has now won five in a row. They'll host the USC Trojans on Sunday. NFL. The Packers' search for a new defensive coordinator continues. Matt LaFleur interviewed former Packers defensive back Al Harris. Harris has been a secondary coach for the Chiefs, the Cowboys, and currently for the Chicago Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is cold out there this morning, and it's not going to warm up a whole lot today either, but the wind will gradually die down through the day, so wind chill will be less of an issue. Sunny today, 4 below zero for a high. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, down to 12 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, light snow, 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.